Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
Sport Daily.
Hello. No, not you. I mean, every time. It's them. I don't care about you. I saw you outside. I said hello.
You didn't. You were just in the
room. You're right. I said, hi, Jay. You're right. Hello, you. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein Talks Sport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget to check me out on Drive Today, 4 o'clock, alongside a proper co-host. Brilliant. Really nosy stuff. Darren Bent. Really lovely fella. You couldn't wish to meet a nicer fella, actually.
No, good lad.
Probably my favourite ever wingman.
Be very careful, Sting.
Huh?
It's what?
Weekdays, I mean. During the day.
During the day.
Anyway, Jason Cundy, you right, Jay?
Hello, matey. Hello, mate. Jason Cundy.
Anyway, we begin with the mahoosive night of Premier League action with Jurgen Klopp experiencing his last ever Merseyside derby against Sean Dyche in Everton.
Can you believe Klopp, he lost his last ever derby? Stinks so good. Stinks, he lost it. Can you believe it?
It's unbelievable.
There it is. Will this be remembered as the night Everton torpedoes Liverpool's title hopes and save themselves at the same time? This lot thinks so. And it is eminently possible that they are right. Jared Branthwaite and Dominic Calvert-Lewin have scored the goals that are probably their most significant goals of the season. And it's one that not only benefits just Everton, who should be safe now, but Arsenal and Manchester City too. Liverpool have had a bad couple of weeks, punished by Palace, outwitted by Atalanta. And now, their hopes of giving Jurgen Klopp the ultimate send-off have evaporated at Everton. Greeted with glee by Goodison, Everton have beaten Liverpool by 2-0.
Collectively, they were brilliant. They won every challenge. They won every header in the box, which was important. It won them the game. And tactically, they got it right today. And when Liverpool did breach their back line, they never got their lines right or their finishes right. And Everton deserved to win tonight.
Back-to-back wins and impressive performances too. What impressed you most, the results or the intensity of the game today?
Well, the results are obviously very important. The last two results particularly, coming off a real ugly one and a real hard one to take. But really, the fact is, you know, some people, I don't understand why, but people, you know, do you care and do the team care? They care. I care. There's no two ways about it. And the last two performances have certainly shown that, because we've had to work very hard for them wins, you know, and today we know they're a top side. We know they can open the game up. How could we affect the game to bring some form of our control on it? You can't control the possession side of it, but can you control the shape? Can you control the hard yards? Can you control still the idea of having a threat? And I thought we found them things and a connection with the team and a connection with the fans. And I think that's a powerful thing here. And I'm very, very pleased for that.
TalkSport Daily.
Good evening and welcome to the sports bar on TalkSport. I'm your host, Jamie Hire, and I'm joined by Jason Cundy.
Has anyone seen Liverpool's 20th title? Has anyone seen Jamie Carragher? 100% Mo. Graham Souness. Can you... could have been Souness. You must have went never beaten. Gerard Slip, Anfield Road, Dean Saunders, Luis Suarez Crane. Can you hear me, Luis Suarez Crane? You must have went never beaten. Sporting Spice, Young Gloss Farewell Team, Javi Alonso, Arnie Slot, Slot. Can you hear me, Slot? Can you hear me, Slot? You almost have won hell of a beating. The mentality monsters. The mentality monsters. Grublar City Dance. The little echo. 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 Can you hear me? Echo. 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 You almost have won hell of a beating. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Liverpool Docks. Atomic Kitten. Liverpool Lime Street Station. The Flatiron Pub. Van Dyke. The best. The best Premier League defender in the world. Can you hear me, Vendor? You almost took one hell of a beating.
Let's hear from Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp now. He's been speaking in the last few minutes to TalkSport's Sam Matterface.
How damaging is it in context of trying to get to the end of the season and deliver what you knew was going to be difficult to deliver anyway, bearing in mind the results? I think Trent Alexander-Arnold said after Sunday, you still need to win all five to have any hope.
Well, if that's the case, so if nothing horribly happens to the other two contenders and they start now losing two, three Bella Four games, yeah, that's it then. But obviously we need still points to qualify for the Champions League, these kind of things, so we should keep going. I think at the moment it's absolutely right to feel massively disappointed and frustrated, clear. But from tomorrow on, because we play already on Saturday at 12:30 again, and we have to build us up. West Ham got a knock in the last game, I think, or was it the game? Yeah. So they want to turn it around.
Wow.
He's broken, mate.
Yeah.
He's broken.
I mean,
mate, he's broke that last 15, 20 seconds of his interview there. He sounds absolutely beaten. Doesn't he? He does, doesn't he?
He's done. Let's go to Francis, who's a Liverpool fan.
Oh,
Francis.
Oh, Franny.
Hi, guys. Having to listen to all these Everton supporters, and you guys, this really hurts, guys. I'm sure you guys did this on purpose, right?
I mean, we didn't lose tonight, mate. You know, your team lost. You brought this upon yourselves.
I could see this on the cards. I knew this was going to happen. I had a discussion at work with my boss, who happens to be a Liverpool supporter as well, and I kind of had a feeling this would happen, and I just knew it. I knew it, and I think we've blown it now. 100% we've blown it.
Yeah, Francis, you've been miles off it last few weeks. I mean, obviously, you had the Europa League tie against Atalanta, which was a disaster, but the league form as well. Draws, losses.
It's terrible.
Nowhere near good enough.
No, he hasn't. And it's been on the cards because every time conceding goals very, very early on in the match, it was only a matter of time before he came back and bit us on the proverbial. And it has. It happened in the Atalanta game. It happened with Crystal Palace. And we still have not learnt our lesson. And we carry on. And sometimes I listen to you guys talking about Van Dijk being the best defender, blah, 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 blah. Van Dijk has only given us 2 years. The first year when we bought him and the second year when we won the title. Aside from that, since he's had his injury...
Gary, he's a Liverpool fan. All right, Gal?
All right, guys.
Very good, very good.
Gaz, sorry, mate. It's Harry Owl, mate. He's bang on it tonight. He's on it.
All right. Just going, first of all, by your analogy about a smell test. Liverpool have been like an egg that's sitting in the back of the fridge for a few months, and the smell has now finally started to hit home.
Yeah, it's not good. They
Liverpool are a rotten egg. Is that what you're saying?
No, they are. But this, basically, from whenever Klopp decided in his wisdom at the end of January to announce leaving, I feel that has played a massive part in players' sort of beliefs in the team and their will to put in 100%. A lot of the players coming up towards the end of their contracts, how much effort are they going to put in? The new ones who've only signed a year ago, what are they thinking whenever they've came for Klopp and then literally 6 months into their first season, he's decided to go? As you've just said there, the last couple of performances, they've got away with it, and it, eventually it catches up on you. There's only so many times you can go behind, and the fight's just not there. And I put that down to basically Klopp and his decision to,
but
go
the,
and
doing the problem you've got, Gary, the problem you got is that if Klopp was going to go, and from what I know, you might be able to tell me differently, that last year he told the board that it looks like he's going to leave. That can't be allowed to get out under any other circumstances unless it comes from the club. And the timing is lousy. But I feel that Klopp has to do that. What you don't want is for the story to leak and then all of a sudden, back page of the Sun or whatever newspaper, Klopp's leave at the end of the season and then they have to announce it. That's messy. He needs to tell the players first, and everyone inside the club needs to know where the club's going. For it to have come out the, any other way, the papers would have got it. Do not worry about that. The press, we'd have found out, speculation had been rife, and that could actually have really derailed your season anyway. So I think you're in a lose-lose situation.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the other game in the Premier League, a Man United clash with Sheffield United.
And there goes the full-time whistle. And after what's been a very nervy evening, once again at Old Trafford for the Manchester United faithful, Erik ten Hag's men get the job done and get over the line, trailing twice to Sheffield United, the bottom side in the league. But they fought back twice and then extended a lead and took a 4-2 advantage to the full-time whistle by the end of it all. Harry Maguire had got Manchester United levelled before half-time after Jadon Bogle had seized upon an error by Andre Onana. That was the score at the break. 5 minutes into the second half, Ben Brereton-Diaz slammed the ball home to put Sheffield United back in front. But a penalty converted by Bruno Fernandes brought us all square at 2-2. And then Fernandes with the best goal of the night. A wonderful left-footed effort from fully 25 yards out. Past the despairing diver Fodderingham, made it 3-2. And then Rasmus Højlund scored his first goal since February to seal the points.
Erik, thank you once again for joining us live on TalkSport. Your reaction to that performance and the result?
I think good performance, a lot of positives, 4 goals. Very good goals as well from set plays, but also from open plays. Created also many more chances. The only 2 goals annoys me. 2 negatives, losing focus. Second, about undisciplined. And we have to learn from this, and we have to improve on that factor.
What do you put that down to? Actually trailing twice to a team bottom of the table who've been very poor away from home all season. What do you put that down to?
They also collect points. I think there's no easy game, and they also collected points lately, and also against good teams like Chelsea, for instance. But we are losing, but we are resilient, and you see again great team spirit in this dressing room, and we can deal with setbacks, and we just increase the tempo. And we make it the opponents difficult. We're creating even more chances, and we return. And also, we keep calm.
TalkSport Daily.
We'll get full time from Selhurst Park with Ian Abrahams.
Palace 2, Newcastle 0, both goals scored by Mateta. The first 9 minutes into the second half, Eze's ball into him, a 1-2 on the edge of the box at Ayew, and a finish first time, and the second a couple of minutes from the end after good work by Jeffrey Schlupp and Will Hughes down the left-hand side. 3 straight wins for Oliver Glasner's side, who are now mathematically safe. As for Newcastle, this is a blow to their European hopes. Finished here, Crystal Palace 2, Newcastle 0.
We're not at our best, I think that's clear from today, but we need to be at our best at home on Saturday.
And finally, a top 6, top 7 finish would still be a really good season, wouldn't it, from what you've had in terms of injuries and the problems you've had to overcome?
It would be, but it's difficult to see that right this second, where we're in pain after delivering a product that wasn't acceptable really by our standards. And the lads have been so good in terms of giving everything, but that quality was, I think, in there t- today, but the quality of our performance certainly wasn't.
Wolves 0, Bournemouth 1 is how it finishes. Semenyo's goal separates the two sides. Plenty of drama, though. A good goal from Huang, ruled out by man of the moment, Stuart Atwell, after a foul off the ball by Cunha on Clivert. We then had a red card for Kirkes, and then the last throws of the game, Kilman popped it in the back of the net from a ball in. The offside flag went up. VAR checked it for an age. It was no goal. Up to 10th now for Bournemouth. Wolves 0, Bournemouth 1.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Liverpool have opened negotiations with Feyenoord as Arnie Slot.
Slotting, I love that name, Slot.
The Slotmeister. Are you a big fan of the Slot?
I love the Slot.
Do He's, you?
Honestly, especially when you go, Arnie Slot.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Anyway, he edges closer to replacing Jurgen Klibbity Klopp. Dutch football journalist Marcel van der Kraan, or Kranners, as I like to call him, brought us up to date.
I would say that he's a far more relaxed man. He's a brilliant communicator, and he has an incredible incredible self-confidence about his playing style. Mm. And that leans very much towards Pep Guardiola. His style, his way of football, from the very beginning as a coach, whether he was with a small club, his next club base at Alkmaar and at Feyenoord, whoever he played in the Champions League, never ever adapted to any team. And in that way, I've seen where Ten Hag has made would lead towards the other team and you know, change the style of his team. He has no clause in his contract, which is very unusual, actually, because if you really are that desperate, if I had been the advisor, I would have said, look, I'll sign a new contract, but
I want a release clause.
These clauses, yes. Well, that's not the case. I have just written this morning in the Dutch Telegraph that I think the money will have to come up to 50 million euros, which is about 13 million pounds.
His angry Jacobs, as I like to call him, going on a rant about Chelsea, following Jay. Oh, I've not even mentioned it to you. 5-0 embarrassment.
Thought they were lucky, Arsenal.
At the Emirates.
Thought they were lucky. They're lucky.
Mate,
goal.
You were lucky. There was another 20 minutes to play.
Lucky.
Embarrassing.
5-0.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely a joke, your club. Basket case.
Mm-hmm. Let's just hear it.
Okay, fine.
Anyone that thinks it's Poch, all these fans on the website, Poch out, Poch got to go, Poch. Honestly, find yourself a new sport. If you think he's the problem at Chelsea, find yourself a new sport to follow, because
look
it is
further upstairs. You think?
Oh, I think look a lot further upstairs. You know, it's the recruitment. I mean, honestly, the recruitment at Chelsea is so poor. You know, just look at Badashile and Disaster. I mean, they really are a right pair. I mean, they had Chalabar and Colwell. What on earth did they buy those two for? Yeah. You know, I just. Badashile, he's as worst of players I've ever seen. He really is right up there. I don't even think he's good enough for the, you know, Rymans, whatever it is.
Don't think it is the Rymans
anymore.
No, I
don't think it is. National League South. I'm not going to overreact. I mean, this is just what this team is. So last week they won 6-0 and ran, you know, the best team in the country. Well, I think Arsenal are the best team in the country, but, you could make a case for City. Ran them really close, should have won the game. Last night, as soon as I saw the team he'd picked, I just went, that's 0-3 minimum. And
what did he get wrong then?
After the first goal, I put a bet on 5-0.
I mean, quite happy. I know you did. You won. You got a 5-0 bet.
Well, I just knew.
Now, Chelsea would acknowledge Kai Havertz on social media after he bagged a brace for the Gunners. And you see that stinks. They just went, goal, Arsenal. Didn't recognise
it. It's disgusting and it's embarrassing.
Who cares, mate?
Your club are a joke, mate.
Who cares?
Your club are an absolute joke. Anyway, here's me, Andy Goldstein, and Darren Bent on my Drive Time show, having a big old pop at Chelsea for being so childish and so pathetic. Embarrassing. Oh, send a tweet out with no P's name on it. He used to be one of ours.
Into Havertz, getting space for the shot. Draws it down, low in off the post. It's 4-0. And Kai Havertz gets goal number 12 of the season. And the player that Chelsea sold to Arsenal in the summer has come back to haunt them.
The admin refused to name Havertz as Arsenal's goal scorer. Do you see that?
Some embarrassing that, though.
That is.
The guy won the Champions League.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, the guy won the Champions League.
He should be considered a legend at that club.
I mean, listen, I don't know about legend, but.
If you score the Champions League winner.
Okay, well, Divock Origi. Liverpool scored in the Champions League final.
I bet you has to buy a pint in any pub in Liverpool.
I bet he's more cult hero than legend.
Okay. Yeah, but either way, right? Have respect.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit. Yeah, it's a bit naughty. That a bit childish, petty. But Havertz played really well. And you know what? The roar again. Where it's almost like because he was at Chelsea, and it didn't quite go as well for him towards the end, even though he scored the winner in Champions League final. It's like Arsenal fans are waiting for him to do something so they could really cheer him when he scored the first goal. Mm. I mean, the roof nearly came off.
TalkSport Daily.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish the one. Yeah. With Alan Brazil and Ali McCoy's trying impressions of birds and discussing flying taxis that could be here in two. Can you imagine Alan Brazil getting a flying taxi?
No, I can't imagine taking it off.
What did it look like, the taxi? What did it look like trying to get him up?
Big. Like a hot air balloon. Where to, mate? Up, go up, that's the only place it could go.
Keep going, for God's sakes.
Bang! What was that noise? Oh, the hot air balloon's burst.
That's my backside on Big Ben.
What shape are these taxis? What engine are they? What is it a drone-like taxi rather than a...
No.
Rolls-Royce engine
propeller,
type?
Propeller, not propeller.
A propeller?
Double propeller, a car with double propeller. Yeah, I'm joking. They've got taxi ranks on roofs already.
Are you talking the same as like Professor Pat Pending in the Wacky Races?
Yes. Yes, honestly. I've seen a picture on my phone. They're brilliant. Look, there's one there. Look at your screen.
You've lost it.
It's happening.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you now, it's happening. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the thing I'm looking at on the screen. That's something like Star Wars.
That's different to the one I looked at my phone this
Where's
morning.
Where's the propellers, that one?
There's
on the
none on that one. That's 2050, that one. The one in 2030, you've got two propellers. Chocks away.
There's no
How
chance.
How much are these going to cost, by the way?
Well, there'll be a boundary charge and things like that. Have you worked that out?
How do I know? I read this morning at 3 o'clock.
There's no chance that's happening in 3 years. There's no chance that's happening in
3 years. You'll be getting one down from Glasgow.
I wouldn't jump in that thing there. I'll tell you, look at that.
You're a regular down at Millport. Yes, and Largs, no, and Troon, Marina.
No, forget it. Forget it. I am not.
We
I'm
want,
not doing it.
Oh, no, we want an impression.
You're not getting one.
Of any bird. Of any bird. Of any bird.
No, I can't do it.
Oh, you can?
No, I am not competing with Cooper.
Come
because
on.
I'll tell you right now,
that was unbelievable.
I'll tell you what, I'll do one. If you do the Starling, I'll have a go at the Seagull.
Right, you go first then.
No, you go first. You have a go at the
I
old fashioned.
I'll do a Starling.
Well, go, you do a Seagull and I'll do the Starling.
No, I can't. This is Ask Ali, it's not Ask Alan.
Well, I'm asking you to do
no,
a,
no, no,
give,
no.
Give us a.
Come on, give us one.
No, give us a Robin Redbreast.
I can't even do that now.
Just to let the listeners know.
I'm trying to do an owl.
Just to let the listeners know, he's trying to blow in his fingers to do an owl.
Oh, that was a storm. Where? Defibrillator, defibrillator. Oh, that's ridiculous. We shouldn't be doing this.
But I used to be able to do that.
I know what I mean.
You used to cup your hands and put the wee hole there.
Yeah.
I can't even do it anymore.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care where you get your podcast from.
Who says you do care?
I don't care where they get them from. As long as you're listening, I don't care.
I'm with you now. I'm totally
okay,
with you.
Fine. 100%. Give me another example of how you don't care where they get their podcast from.
Right, so if you dropped your phone and it was in a dog was lying in the dog box and the dog's sitting there listening, as long as he's listening, I don't care.
The dog's listening. The dog's counting on Ray Jar. Ray Bar. Yeah?
That's poor from you, mate.
Oh, you took the lead there.
Oh, very good.
Do you want to keep going with doggy?
Big bone.
Right, you just said just a word. Okay. I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
Bone.
There you go.
Chewing on a big bone? Yeah.
Right, so it's not catchphrase.
Say what you see.
Chewing on a big bone.
Say what you
see. It's not right.
No, it's not right.
Anyway, when are you back, JJ?
I'm back tonight on the Sports Hour with Mr. Jamie O'Hara. Make sure you press all the buttons, subscribe, punch the buttons, love, like, do all of that, and just do all that sort of shizzle.
Yeah, yeah.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.